Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Sydney na nakatakdang maglakbay patungong Victoria sa Melbourne sa nalalapit na fiesta, si Cyrus. Kamusta, Cyrus?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Salamat sa panahon mo.
Of course. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, sinusubaybayan ka na ng mga taga-Melbourne and they're looking forward to seeing you this coming weekend for the Philippine Fiesta.
Yes, I'm really excited. It's been a long time since I've come down to Melbourne and since I've performed, but the Philippine Fiesta is always a good time where there's plenty of music and even more food. So I'm excited.
Yes, so food's always there, isn't it? So you are Pinoy.
Yes, unashamedly.
Last time we spoke was around 4 years ago, just after X Factor. So how has life changed for you since then, when you were no longer, you know, you've lost your anonymity?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I even hearing you say that it's been 4 years ago is crazy, because it doesn't feel like it was 4 years ago. But it's been such an incredible and crazy four years, and I never would have thought that I'd be where I am today. But yeah, at the moment I'm living in Botany, which is just past the airport in Sydney, with my girlfriend, and I've got a studio in my house, and I've sort of just been the last 8 months working on new projects, but not only my own stuff. So I'm working with different artists and helping other people's visions sort of come to life. You know, co-writing and producing their records. So that's been lots of fun. But it's been a long time since I've been on stage and sang, so the fiesta is going to be really, really fun.
I was going to say, it's been a while since we've seen you on television as well.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that I was going to be on The Masked Singer and that I was the robot, which was Cody Simpson. So he's like the most non-Filipino looking guy, which is hilarious that people thought that was me. But yeah, it's been a while.
Was it a conscious decision to step back and, you know, focus on making music?
Yeah, I feel like it's a whirlwind, the whole, you know, industry and going on TV and doing all that sort of stuff. And it was very dominant in the first, you know, 2 years of my career when I first got into the industry. But, you know, now I think I've grown, I've learned a lot about myself, and yeah, I'm just onto new things and just trying to learn, you know, different sides of my creativity, which I think has been the biggest focus in the last year. And yeah, I'm just in a really happy and creatively free space right now. So yeah, I'm good. Things are really good.
You've got a perfectly good job, because you can just stay in your pajamas all day and go straight to your studio.
Which can also be a bad thing, because then I could, you know, I stain my slippers and my boxers and I just sort of sit in front of the computer and make music all day, but I haven't gone outside yet. So I got to make sure that I still keep that balance and, you know, remember
and speak to other people.
So yeah, exactly. Go outside, you know, go to Wollongong and see my parents and all of that sort of stuff, because it could be very easy just to completely zone out. Yeah.
And you're making music for other people. So how does that work? How do you make sure that it doesn't sound like you, but it sounds like the person you're creating the music for?
Yeah, that's a super interesting, a great question. I feel like the more people and the more artists that I meet, and hearing about, you know, what sort of messages they want to say and what sort of sounds they really enjoy, it forces me to have to, you know, step outside of what I would normally do and stop being, you know, so, because usually when I'm making my own music, I only have to think about myself. But when I'm working with other people, it forces me to, you know, step outside of my comfort zone and just, you know, put my ego aside and just do anything to help the artist's vision and the other person. So yeah, it's been great, and it's taught me a lot about what I want to do with my own stuff, and you know how to make certain sounds that I necessarily wouldn't think of myself. So I think if anything, it's just made me just a stronger as a musician.
So how does that work? Do you like set aside a week or a day to be with them and just, you know, have coffee, have drinks, eat together, you know, bond together, so that, because you would need to know the person, let's say, inside out to be able to create that music, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So essentially we'll have what's called a session, and that's, so I've actually got a session in 10 minutes where the artist and, you know, maybe another writer will come over to my studio, and we'll just like hang out for a little bit and, you know, have a talk about what sort of, you know, things they've been going through and what sort of messages they want to talk about. And then essentially the artist will just guide everyone in the session to while we write them a song. And it's a very collaborative process. Sometimes we'll start on the guitar and then we'll all start, you know, just jamming a melody. Or other times I'll have, you know, an instrumental that I've already made and, you know, play that, and that might spark some inspiration to the other writers and the other artists. But yeah, it's essentially just a super collaborative day. And then in six, seven hours, we write the whole song, and then we record the vocals in the room. And then at the end of the day, we have a finished MP3
wow.
file.
In one day?
Yeah, that we got that. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's great
that's,
stuff.
That's all it takes.
So,
yeah, it's good fun.
Which is harder to do, the music or the lyrics?
I think both of them can be just as challenging, but also just as easy and natural. It really just depends on the energy on the day. But I think what I enjoy more is writing lyrics. I was a songwriter before I was a music producer, and I think that's where my roots are. So being able to turn around, even though I am producing and you know, help out with the lyrics is one of my favorite parts.
Any upcoming collaborations with Filipino Australians?
You know what, I've actually since being more in the collaborative world, that's something that I really want to focus on. I have a couple of Filipino friends who are in the industry that I would love to do some stuff with, and I've actually written a song that's coming out very soon by a particular artist. I can't announce it yet because
they
haven't announced it. But one of the members of that group is Filipino, and we share a lot of funny recollections from our childhood that we can both relate to. So
like eating adobo.
Pretty much. But yeah, that's definitely something that I want to look more into.
Wow, that's something to look forward to then.
Yeah, definitely.
And any plans of releasing your own music anytime soon?
Yeah, there's no immediate plans at the moment. I think I'm still going through a little bit of a, you know, growth phase and still trying to understand what that next page looks like. But yeah, no doubt that it's always going to be there. Every time a spark of inspiration comes, I make sure I put it down just so I don't forget about that, you know, that artistry that I always love. So yeah, hopefully very soon we'll have some more about that.
I'm sure a lot of Filipinos, especially here in Melbourne, are looking forward to seeing you against Cyrus this coming Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't wait. My pleasure. Salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.